Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
7:04 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Smyrna. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's keeping us on air out here, and Garrett is behind the glass back at the station. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. About to get to the headlines, but they have been feeding us so much out here at Publix. What did you guys just turn down? The chicken salad sandwiches?
Oh, I didn't turn it down. I just said wait to the commercial.
The croissant, it's the chicken salad and the croissant. Oh, my God, it looks so good, too. And yeah, she's like, come get one of these. I'm like, dude, I cannot possibly eat another thing. I've had a bagel. I mean, like, I'm just stuffing my face over here.
They keep handing stuff out. I mean, Michael Haynes is still here.
And he's still, I was going to say, and too. By the way, for anybody that's thinking about stopping by, it's for you, too.
Yes.
Not just for us. They have it hooked up right there at the front of the store. Go eat some good food.
Yeah, as soon as you walk in, you can't miss all the samples from Boar's Head. Then we're right behind them in the tailgate tent. The address, if you want to put in your GPS, is 4480 South Cobb Drive Southeast in Smyrna.
Is it bad that I just saw a guy with flowers walk by, and I was like, oh, he's in trouble. Like, is that bad? Is that's the first thing I think
okay,
of?
Okay, yeah, but I got to tell y'all, and I told y'all this yesterday. Tomorrow, my daughter has her first ever dance recital. Mm. So I will be stopping by the flowers probably before we leave to make sure that she has flowers for the dance recital tomorrow. So maybe he's dealing with the same thing.
That is so sweet.
No, he's in trouble. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
And the good thing is my son is going to get to give her the flowers, and he's going to get all the credit, and he should. But, yes, maybe he's dealing with the same thing.
That is,
yeah, Ridge with his debit card. Hey,
as long as he doesn't face plant as clumsy as he has been lately on his way up to the stage.
Well, you know, you're not meant to be 6 foot when you're five, all right?
Well, if you're in trouble with your wife or you need flowers for a dance recital tomorrow, Publix has them. Again, we're going to be out here until 9 o'clock, 4480 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna. Now, here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks play the Nuggets tonight. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7:30. A.J. Terrell has been nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. World Cup draw is today, and we'll have Jason Longshore on at 8 o'clock to cover everything that's going on today. And, of course, it is championship weekend with the SEC championship on Saturday at 4 and Big Ten at 8. And the Falcons take on the Seahawks this weekend at the Benz. Pregame with Mike and Bo here is at 11 on 92.9 The Game. Kickoff is at 1. Of course, the team has been getting ready for the Seahawks all week, and Jeff Ulbrich spoke to the media about how Sam Darnold is the perfect fit for Kubiak's system.
He is coming into his own now, and he is becoming one of these top-flight quarterbacks. I played him last year in London when he was with Minnesota, and I didn't recognize the young man. You know, he is really finding himself. He has unbelievable confidence. He's got mobility. He's got accuracy. He's become a very good decision maker. So he's the perfect guy to run this offense. You know, he really reminds me of the Kubiaks of old, the Shanahans of old, where you had these guys that were elite problem solvers and processors, but at the same time, very good athletes too, that, you know, obviously the keeper game, the boot game comes alive, but also his ability to play off schedule, you know.
Did you hear that? The keeper game. The boot.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Game comes alive. You know what I mean? A little zone read every now and then. Escapability back in the pocket. Just, I don't know, just, you know, words that offensive linemen love to hear when it comes to an offense, and he's doing all those things at a very high level. I think he said it well. He's not only a good processor, but he's a guy that can move around and has a lot of upside athletically. I do think that he didn't play great last week, but I almost felt like the game against Jacksonville, they win by 8 points. I don't know that he needed to. You know, I think your defense was playing so well in that game that you went out and, you know, kind of played conservatively on offense. So it is what it is.
He's notorious for not playing great when you just really, really heat him up early and then continue to kind of bring pressure. I'm very curious what they do and how they try to game plan, in especially with if you don't have a guy like Brandon Dorlus out there. And I want to say that Onyemata was on the
– I believe he was as well, yep.
But Dorlus is the one that really worries me because, you know, you sit there and you think of how well he's played, especially in the past game. Yeah, Onyemata didn't practice yesterday either. Those are scary guys not to have, because Onyemata's been probably the most consistent run defender you've had all year as far as the interior guys and the other guys up front. And Brandon Dorlus is, by the numbers, I'm not saying it's true, but by the actual stats of sacks, he's been your best pass rusher.
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting to see how Jeff Ulbrich goes about this matchup. You know, the Falcons are second in the league in their blitz rate. 36% of the time they are blitzing the quarterback, and Sam Darnold has not been good against the blitz. It's a 5.2 interception rate against the blitz. He's thrown a number of picks against the blitz, but I think when I look at it and I put those two numbers together, that makes me think, okay, we're moving the pocket. We're booting a bunch. We're going to, you know, try to move things around so that we're not susceptible to sitting in the pocket with the way that the Falcons blitz and run their twist stunts and everything else. So it'll be interesting. And I mentioned this yesterday. I'll mention again, the guards of Seattle are not very good. They're just not. And I give everybody the benefit of the doubt as an offensive line, but you look at Gray Zabel, a rookie, he has really struggled at times this year, and the right guard as well, that they haven't been great. And so I think that it is a huge loss if Brandon Dorlus is not able to play, and you're not able to kind of match him up with some of those guys, because he is such a unique talent in the way he can pass rush guards up front. And I think that would have been something that leaned heavily towards the Falcons' favor. But without him in the lineup, I think it becomes even more of a struggle.
Well, you mentioned that the guards aren't very good when it comes to Seattle, but what else could the Falcons take advantage of?
Well, I think first and foremost, you need to force some turnovers. Sam Darnold had a couple of fumbles last week. He is athletic, and with that, a lot of times we've seen it, you know, with quarterback. We've talked about it with Russell Wilson over the years. We've talked about it with Justin Fields. When you can move around and buy time in the backfield, a lot of times that ball kind of dangles out. You know, you can kind of strip that ball out of their hands. And if the Falcons can get an early turnover in this game and possibly turn that into a touchdown, be it with their offense or just on the return of the fumble, I think this entire game kind of flips on its head, right? All of a sudden, the momentum, the home crowd, everything else starts leaning towards Mercedes-Benz, and hopefully you could capitalize on that. So I think that's a unique opportunity.
Yeah, you look at their receiver core and take Jackson Smith and Jigba away, and it's – I know Cooper Kupp's there and Rashid Shaheed is there, but remember, they went and got Rashid Shaheed for a reason. They got him because they needed help, because Cooper Kupp is not – he's not the guy he was once was. So I wonder how that – if you decide – and I know that they don't like to do this, but if you decide, you know what, I like Mike Hughes against what Cooper Kupp is now or what Rashid Shaheed might be, I got to have A.J. against Jackson Smith and Jigba because he is literally taking over games. The guy has 1,300 yards, almost right at 1,350 yards already.
Yeah.
I mean, he's having a stellar season. It's almost one of those games where you say, you know what, I'm not going to let you beat me.
And I think that's really where the chess match comes in, right? When you're Clint Kubiak and you're looking at it going, I've got to find a way to get A.J. Terrell away from Jackson Smith and Jigba. I think that's like point blank. And we talked to A.J. about it earlier in the year during training camp when he came in studio and he's like, you know, we don't really travel. We don't like to give away whether we're man coverage, whether we're zone. This is a cover three single high safety defense that blitzes a ton, point blank. So you have to have guys that can kind of be on that island. And Mike Hughes, simply put, he's got to have a better week. I mean, he was targeted last week and really taken advantage of on a number of these routes. And I think that I just think he's got to have a better week with the system they're going to employ and the wide receivers they do have.
And the problem with me, for me, what I have is that everyone's going to point to the big touchdown, which is one where he was actually in very good position. And because the receiver gears down to make a play on the ball, he didn't quite run up the back of him, but essentially that's what he basically their feet got tangled before he could.
Yeah.
And that's why he fell down. He didn't get burnt on the play. Their feet got tangled because the receiver adjusted to the ball and he was tracking the ball and wasn't aware of it. You can tell me, well, he's got to be aware. Okay, cool, you do that. But I don't want to be that guy either. But it's tough because also, where was the safety help in the middle of the field?
No,
and that's happened too much this year.
For
Xavier Watts to get all the love he does, and I think he's been phenomenal. There have been too many times where the middle of the field has been vacated by a safety, and you've gotten burned by it.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I appreciate what you're trying to do. But I'll just tell you.
I'm just talking about one specific play.
I know, and I appreciate you. A.D. Mitchell, NFL Next Gen Stats tweeted this out. A.D. Mitchell caught 7 passes for 97 yards in a touchdown when he was matched up with Mike Hughes. That was the most catches and recorded the 4th most yards of any receiver against a single defender in a game this season.
He had the touchdown.
Yeah.
So – in other words, he had 6 for about, because that was about a, what, 50-yard touchdown pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he has. So you take that play away, he had 6 for 40-something. Okay. Yeah. I can live with that. I can't live with you falling. I can't. Unfortunately, we
you
can't live
the
with.
PI, you add in the touchdown. Yeah. It was a rough week.
Yeah. Well, he, again, fell down.
Right. It was a rough.
He tripped him. Should have been a penalty. I'm kidding on that. Now I'm just being petty with Mike.
Well, and at 8:20 this morning, of course, we will have Dave Archer on to help us preview this Falcons-Seahawks matchup. But coming up next, the NFL has mandated that all stadiums have new surfaces by 2028. We'll talk about that and a few more NFL stories when we go in the huddle next with the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Smyrna on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.